Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Randy Reed. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's been a stressful week, but it's okay. So, can you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, like you said, my name is Randy Reed, and I am the director of Children's Ministries here at Fairfield Christian Church. And my husband, Joel, also works here. He is the worship pastor, and we have two little girls. Ashlyn is 10, and she's in the fifth grade at FCA. And Eden is 6, and she's a kindergartner at FCA.
I cannot believe that. Like, it's just strange to me. You never hear, like, the, oh, you're getting so big. Like, that was always, like, so annoying when you're little. It was like, I was remembering you when you were, like, so little. And you're like, okay, I don't know you. But, like, it's just weird to be on that other side of, like, oh, my gosh, I remember when you were born. Like, and now being that, like, annoying person, it's like,
Yeah, absolutely. So. When we moved here, Ashlyn was in kindergarten, and Eden was a baby. So yeah, you have seen them grow up quite a bit.
No, I really have, because when I first started teaching, Eden was in one of my first classes. So I literally have taught her, like, ever since she was a baby.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So, what, I know you already said you're the director of Children's Ministries, but what do you specifically do at the church? Like, what are your different responsibilities?
Sure. Well, I oversee what's called Kids Quest. That's what we call our children's ministries. And that ministers to kids birth all the way through sixth grade. So my primary responsibility is to oversee all the Sunday morning programming for all of those age groups. So we have two nurseries, three preschool classes, four grade school classes, and then what we call our KQ Clubhouse, which is our large group worship hour. So I oversee all the programming for that on Sunday mornings. I recruit the teachers, train the teachers, choose the curriculum, all that good stuff. That's my primary responsibility.
And at what age do they stop participating in Kids Quest?
At the end of their sixth grade year. That's when we usually promote them to the WAVE student ministry. And that's when they transition to the 7th through 12th grade ministry.
Yes, I'm very familiar. So how long have you been at Fairfield Christian? And do you like it?
Yeah, I've been at Fairfield Christian for, Joel and I moved here 6 years ago. I was a teacher for FCA for 2 years. And then I have been the director of Kids Quest for the past 3 years. Yeah.
Whoa, wait, what? Wait, this is just blowing my mind. You are a teacher? Wait, what classes did you teach?
Well, I taught in the early ed department.
Oh.
So I taught pre-K 4 for 1 year.
Oh, I was thinking, like, legit, like, you were, like, a teacher for FCA.
Yeah, well, I was a legit teacher.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I know, like,
but not K through 12.
Like you were a child care teacher.
Well, preschool.
Yeah.
At the time, preschool and child care were separate. But yeah, I didn't teach K and up. I taught preschool age 4, and then the next year I taught pre-K 5. And then that's when I moved over to the church. So I've done that for the past 3 years at the church, and I love being here. Our whole family's here. The girls love it here. Joel loves it here. It's neat for us to all be in the same building. So we are very happy here.
Yeah. It's very obvious by your personality. And so do you have any, like, fun experiences or, like, any stories that you have that would be applicable to share on the radio?
Funny stories. I don't know. I have to think. Kids are funny. I mean, you know that.
Yes.
From working with kids. It's one of my favorite things about working with kids is that they say the funniest things. And do the funniest things. I'm trying to think of a specific
story. Your daughter, honestly, is the funniest person I probably have are men in my life.
Yeah, you have like some good ones.
That'll get
you probably have a lot of good stories from Eden.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't think of funny stories.
Just any stories in general.
Any stories in general. Well, I do remember. It's funny. I remember you when Joel and I first moved here, that you were in the nursery. You weren't, you know, a baby in the nursery.
I was like, wait, what?
No. You were serving in the nursery.
Yeah.
So it's really cool for me, having been here 6 years, to see you grow up. And now you're teaching in the ministry. And that's really rewarding for me, to see you contributing to the ministry, and that you're one of our strongest and most faithful teachers. So I love to see that. And I love that you went to camp with us and you were the assistant dean.
Yes. Ooh, assistant to you.
Yes, assistant to the dean last year. So that kind of stuff, you know, those are the things that I love about ministry is, you know, just getting to know people and doing ministry with them and seeing them develop and use their skills to serve God. You know, that's one of my favorite things.
That's so cool. I feel likewise that because I do like seeing like the kids you've had in previous classes, and you see them and you're like, whoa. Or then they come up to you and they like recognize you and you're like, what? Like, oh, I remember you, but like, I didn't think you would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, very rewarding.
Like, yeah, it's cool to see those different situations, and then all this stuff that goes along. I had a taste of that this year because I am currently your intern for Kids Quest, so I had a taste of like what you guys do for work, and like how you prepare and what all goes into that. And it's a lot of work.
It is. We're really grateful to have help of people like you, you know, and a lot of other volunteers. And, of course, I have Sarah, who's my assistant, and Sharon, who's my curriculum coordinator. But you're right. It's a lot of work goes into making children's ministry happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now for a new segment of our show, Tales with Preston, where Preston writes and reads to us an interesting story.
I was used to waking up in the cold. I'd lived in Canada my whole life, after all, but this was far worse than anything I had ever experienced. The temperatures here were rarely ever positive, and the cold air of the sea seemed to make the atmosphere 10 times worse. As I waddled down the deck, looking on at what few of the other men were left who had set out on this journey, I knew that simply because I had my breath and my heart was still beating, I was faring better than most of them. My body stung as I pushed forward toward the cabin of the ship, hoping that maybe this time there would be some warmth inside, or at the very least, some protection from the piercing winds. Upon reaching the lever of the door, I feebly removed my hands from inside the massive pelt slung over my shoulders that draped over my body, and reached forward to open the door. The hatchway was glazed over in a thin cover of ice and snow, requiring any who wished to open it to be of considerable strength. After several attacks on the handle, it finally collapsed, flinging the door open with a horrendous screech. After I found myself safely inside and the door once again closed, I made my way through the cabin and down to the hall. As I shambled through the narrow hall of the ship, I bore witness to what mutilation the cold had caused to many of these men to put upon themselves to stay alive. Frostbite had taken something from nearly all of us by then, whether it be a finger, a toe, an ear, or even a leg. Most of us were her victims. I caught a glimpse of Earl on the floor as my feet shuffled down the corridor, the man who had lost both of his legs since we got stranded out here, along with God knows what else. I tried to ignore him as I went by, as well as any possibility that a man might still be alive in that kind of condition. I reached the hatch down to the hull of the ship and weakly bent over to lift it up. There was no snow or ice built up on the hatch, but it felt as if the cold itself was weighing the heavy metal plate down. With both hands, I was able to pry the lid from the door and slide into the gaping hole. I misjudged my physical ability at that moment and landed on my side on the floor below. I laid on the ground for a moment, letting my breath warm me from the inside out as I felt to see if my legs were broken. It wasn't a long fall, but this temperature made you feel as if your bones were brittle and could be shattered without any effort. I peered over my shoulder at the others residing in the belly of the ship, surrounding a flickering orange light. Hopefully, I climbed onto my hands and knees and crawled over to the small crowd of men shivering around what I prayed was a fire. Knowing none of the men would move to make room for me, I moved around the circle and found an opening large enough for me to take advantage of the warmth like they were. As I took my position in the circle, it slowly began to strike me that there wasn't actually a fire, just a small frosted lantern that was giving off a reddish glow. Even though the light wasn't realistically giving off any heat, the circle was still the warmest place on the ship to be. I sat like the others around me, hunched over, slightly leaning in towards the flickering light, my breaths few and far between. While the hypnotic flickering of the light furthered the numbness of my mind, I was careful to consider the advice of Dr. Cross. At these temperatures and under these conditions, closing your eyes for a rest could very well be enough to make you never open them again. He told us that if we were to survive, we would need to win the battle to persevere, that we would have to want to survive. I struggled to remember the doctor's point as I continuously drifted in and out of sleep, closer and further from a silent, easy death. My eyes would close for what felt like a few seconds at a time, before I would slowly climb back into consciousness, showing the still bodies around me that I had not yet given into the cold. I repeated the cycle a number of times, each one longer than the last, each one nearer to eternal slumber. As my mind slowly gave into the atmosphere around me, I began to try and focus by reflecting on the story of how I got here.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.